Around this country, people who are or look Middle Eastern have been reporting increasing acts of bias. The incidents range from insults and threats to passengers being removed from airline flights to what could be a hate-motivated murder. They reflect the uncomfortable balance between assuring people security and guaranteeing civil rights. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco has this report.
Last Monday, travel writer Mahesh Mithrani took his first-class seat on United Flight 51. He had just settled in for the trip from Boston to Los Angeles when flight attendants approached him.
And they asked me to get off the plane. And I said, why? And they said, because there was this passenger who apparently sitting next to me who thought I was staring at her. I was told to get off the plane because she was not comfortable with my being on the plane.
United Airlines put Mithrani on another flight to L.A. 4 hours later, but he is fairly sure that it was his appearance that caused him to be removed from the first flight. Mithrani is an East Indian, born in Bombay and now a naturalized U.S. citizen. He's not the only person this past week with dark skin and dark hair to be reaccommodated on other flights. A Pakistani businessman had a similar experience on a Delta flight from Texas. And Northwest ejected four Arab American men from a plane in Minneapolis. All three airlines say they were merely complying with FAA security directives. FAA spokesman Mike Fergus says there is no specific language that directs airlines to reaccommodate passengers if their presence makes others uncomfortable, but FAA regulations give final authority to the captain.
He has the authority to remove somebody from an aircraft if he deems they or their presence or any aspect about that individual compromises safety, security to the aircraft and the passengers. Whether or not his judgment's correct or not, that part remains with the airline.
In some cases, targeting people who are or may look Middle Eastern has ended tragically. This week, Los Angeles buried Adele Karras while women sobbed and wailed and men sung Egyptian Christian hymns. The 48-year-old immigrant was shot and killed while tending his store in San Gabriel. L.A. County Sheriff Lee Baca.
The victim was an Egyptian-American who did not happen to be a Muslim. He was a Christian. But there's always the possibility that because he had a particular appearance, it's likely that they could have mistaken him for a Muslim-American and killed him.
Karras's killing is one of 11 possible hate crimes being investigated by the FBI in Los Angeles since the September 11th terrorist attack. Around the country, FBI agents are following up on 75 suspected hate crimes. LA Human Rights Commissioner Robin Thomas says the current atmosphere is not unlike the one that sent his Japanese-American parents to an internment camp after the attack on Pearl Harbor.
The elements that caused that to happen, prejudice, war hysteria, and a failure of political leadership, we have two of those elements here. We have prejudice. And we also have a little bit of the war hysteria. We have a lot of feeling that we're under attack and that we have to take very strong action. What we don't have here so far is the failure of political leadership. Instead, we're seeing strong political leadership that can make a difference.
This past Friday, members of the Orange County Islamic Federation also sounded a hopeful note at a town hall meeting with the FBI. Tarif Mashashibi got up to say that despite the backlash, many people, including the president, stand in solidarity with American Muslims.
There are bigots everywhere, and we need to rise above them. I know it hurts. I know it does not feel good, but we will be stronger for it because our nation has decided and realized that we are stronger for us being part of this nation.
Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.